Good morning and welcome to the 26th ever episode of The Alan Donegan Show. We are live on the radio. Well, actually, it's not live, is it? It's being recorded, but we're here and we're ready to do it. That's the important thing. We are here with all the team. We've got Zoe, the Dark Warrior.
Hello.
We have Katie, TikTok, Wickwock.
That's better.
And we have...
He came out of nowhere. He brought sound and music. They came to know him as... Audio Wizard. His name? Manny Pacina.
Hooray!
Manny, what are you doing? You're Sicilian.
Oh, yeah.
The Alan Donegan Show. Challenging stereotypes. Poorly.
And we'll be talking more about profiling, stereotyping and all sorts of that stuff coming up in the show. And we also have a very special guest today. We're very pleased to have with us... Are we allowed to use your name on air?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Or do we call you Mr. TBD? TDB.
Or TDB even.
Tidabubba.
Tidabubba.
To be determined.
Yeah, well, yeah, we'll decide later what I want to be called. Yeah. No, I don't mind. It can be Matt, it can be TDB, whatever you like.
Excellent. We have on the show Matt TDB from The Daily Basingstoke, which is a Facebook page and a Twitter account that deals with daily life in Basingstoke.
Yes.
Oh, what's that?
And that is the pinger that says it's time for fresh pan au chocolat on The Alan Donegan Show. If only you were here with us... You would be able to tuck in.
We've got a spare one.
We do have a spare one. If anyone is in town, do come round for the spare pan au chocolat. We've also got coming up today, great music, or great in my mind. We have one of my favourites, Stan Bush. We have Manu Chao. We have Blackstreet as well, chosen by Manny. And we have some Basement Jacks at the end, which is fantastic. And coming up on the show, we're going to talk about the car update. What's been happening with cars around the table. The Daily Basingstoke, we're going to be talking about that. There'll be mention of thongs and embroidery. And as well, big news, we're making money on the show. We have new sponsors. And we'll be releasing the adverts toward the end of today's show, which I'm really excited about. So we've got all that coming up. But what better way to kick off the show today than with Stan Bush and Dare.
You can fly if you try, leaving the past behind.
can win, if you dare, on the Alan Donegan Show.
What can you win?
Nice direct assertive question there, Katie.
You can win the 6th pan au chocolat. There's 5 people round the table this morning. The 6th one's going free. If you enter the competition by contacting us, you can win that pan au chocolat.
What's the dare?
What is the dare?
I bet you take photos of doing silly things. Not dangerous things. Silly things.
We don't condone danger.
No.
Silly what things. Kind of things? What do we want photos of? I think everyone around the table went off into their heads picturing silly things that they'd like to see photos of, which would be very different for a dark warrior than it would for a Manny Tickwock.
Manny Tickwock?
It's an hybrid. Clown's feet.
I was going to say having a bath in custard, but, you know, I don't think that's particularly dark.
Warm custard or cold? Because I can imagine cold would be unpleasant.
No, cold is fantastic.
That takes a bit of preparation as well. That's not like a spur of the moment.
High luxury custard, like my mum buys vanilla custard from Waitrose.
Oh, it has vanilla pods in.
It's a bit got thin, though, isn't it?
Isn't it birds?
Birds is like the powder.
No, not bird's eye. It's not fish fingers.
You want stuff with the rubbery crust, especially if you're going to do it in a bath or something, don't you?
Yeah.
I think.
Something that gets a nice skin on it.
Anyway, moving on. You can get in touch with the Alan Donegan Radio Show on our website, www.alandonegan.com. .co.uk, not .com, .co.uk. Yeah, get it right. Don't go to .com, go to... And you can also get us on Twitter, at Alan Donegan, and you'll find all of the team on Twitter. Get in touch, send us your views, tell us everything you think about the show. And our main focus today is our special guest, Matt from the Daily Basingstoke. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Thanks very much. Nice to be special.
Special in a slightly special way.
Yes.
So tell us, what is the Daily Basingstoke?
The Daily Basingstoke, I guess physically, is a Facebook page, a Twitter feed, and a Tumblr blog. Physically. Mentally, it's kind of a trip through my head and what I see on a daily basis in and around Basingstoke. or perhaps not what I see, perhaps what I interpret from what I see, which perhaps aren't always the same thing, to be fair. But try and make it a bit funny, you know, we try and have a laugh, we try and take photos that hideously embarrass people. That's kind of what we do.
Is it literally daily, so you are committed to do this every day?
It is daily, yeah. I've kind of promised myself that I'll do at least 3 posts a day, so, you know, breakfast, lunch and dinner. But because I get carried away, we end up with all sorts. So, you know, on one day there might only be 2 posts, the next day there might be 10. Depends what we get. And obviously the people of Basingstoke do contribute to it. You know, they send us pictures through email, they post on the wall, they send us tweets. Anything we get sent through tends to contribute to the page. So
you retweeted something I said once, which really excited me. Because I've only ever sent about 9 tweets, and one of them got retweeted by the Daily Basingstoke. It's like the best thing ever.
It is very exciting. And one of the funniest things I saw was when had a picture on the website, and it was on Tesco's headed card, wasn't it? Tesco's headed card. And it was a picture from one of the Tesco stores.
Yeah, Tesco's like to have these nice little bulletin boards where people can put free adverts and stuff, which, you know, is kind of a liability with some of the people around Basingstoke, unfortunately.
And what happened?
I think someone, obviously, in the trade...
Which trade?
I don't know what you call it. I think there's an element of wet work, there's an element of ballistics, but no, basically someone basically put up an advert for an assassin for hire.
Yeah, it was around about Christmas time, wasn't it? It was something about the family nagging you, is there anyone you'd like removed?
Yeah, but I imagine most assassins need a bit more cash around Christmas.
You've got presents to buy, you've got family to look after, you've got to take on a couple of extra jobs.
Yeah, and there's probably work around Christmas, to be fair, because there will be other people that don't have the money for the presents, so which is going to be cheaper? Expensive present, you know, if someone wants an iPad, that's what, 500 quid, 600 quid?
Yeah.
This guy was like 50 quid a hit.
Was he? 50 quid? I thought it was 5 grand for a hit.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it was.
Did you ever ring the mobile number? Because I was sorely tempted. You know, you see the adverts and it says...
Yeah, I did. And I think a lot of people did, because we ended up getting a message when you phoned it saying that the guy's inbox was full. and you couldn't leave any more messages. Which probably doesn't say a lot for the people of Basingstoke, if, you know...
So many people ringing up for him.
Yeah, if there's...
Does it say there's a market opportunity for a new supplier in town?
It certainly sounds like...
Certainly even for a call centre.
It's too much work for one man, Dan. I think he needs a team. He's going to need to start recruiting. That'll be his next advert. Help needed.
Help needed, yeah. Easy work.
The workload's too heavy. Yeah, he's going to need to recruit. I don't know quite what the qualifications would be, or, you know, how you get a CV to him.
No.
Or what you'd put on the CV.
I hope his mobile's like a pay-as-you-go SIM, because that would be really easy to track down from, you know, policing point.
Well, having watched plenty of 24, you can easily track people's SIMs, can't you?
Yeah.
To the nearest meter.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what Basingstoke Police do, isn't it? It's just like CSI.
It's crime scene investigates with all the technology and yeah.
We've got policemen on bikes.
Yes, we have. We have. And
feds
we also have
on peds.
Feds on peds. We also have one of the Chief Inspector Andy is on Twitter, isn't he?
He is. I play rugby with that man.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
Excellent. He tweeted me and said he'd come on the show.
Oh, okay.
Because I think I said I love Basingstoke on the air, because some people said I was slagging it off too much, but actually I do love Basingstoke.
Yeah, we get that too, yeah.
And I just think it's good to have a healthy amount of taking the mickey out of something, even though you might love it.
If you can laugh at yourself, then I think you've got every right to laugh at anything. Yeah. And I think if Basingstoke can laugh at itself, not take itself too seriously, then I think it would be a much better place.
And Chief Inspector, he tweeted back and said, the reason you love Basingstoke is because of the quality policing and the low crime rates, which I did comment back that actually my car insurance went up by £150 when I moved here.
Oh, OK.
So the insurance companies, Katie, could you comment on why that would be? Actuarially speaking.
More risk that probably they will get stolen.
Yes.
That's it.
So hopefully he'll come on the show and talk to us about...
I would imagine that's why, because the only thing that changed was your postcode, was it not?
The only thing that changed was my postcode.
10 years younger.
It's a postcode lottery.
Is this a postcode lottery?
Not so much, actually, is it?
I think they were saying that for where your kids go to school, weren't they?
It's postcode insurance risk.
Oh. Well, it's true.
You've
risk
got like
varies
a,
by geographical area.
But you have like an underground bunker to put your car in.
We do have an underground bunker with gates and, what do you call it, zappy things to get you in and out.
Tasers.
And it's, yeah, tasers to get you in and out. You taser the zapper on the way in.
Run the gauntlet of the taser. Let me out my car. Ah, he got me.
But actually the underground bunker does work quite well for security, but it's not taken into consideration. It doesn't say. It says garage, street parking, secure parking, underground bunker is not one of the options.
So isn't another where you could put secure
underground bunker? With armed guards.
Other, please specify.
Yeah, Claymore mines. That's where we park. And one of the other things you do, which I was reminded of yesterday, could you pass me the phone, please, Katie? I've taken a photo yesterday inspired by Fashion Faux Pas Friday. And tell us, what is Fashion Faux Pas Friday?
I think Fashion Faux Pas Friday is one of those things you either love it or you hate it. And you probably hate it more if we've managed to take a picture of you. But basically... We sort of take a lunch hour on Friday just to kind of sit around town, walk around town, and take photos of obviously what we consider crimes against fashion. We know Basingstoke kind of has this long history associated with wearing leggings as trousers, but not just any leggings, you know, the ones that when they stretch are practically see-through, which... It's long been sort of a bugbear of ours that how can you go out like that? So we tend to catch a lot of that.
It's not. That's true. That is.
You should see Zoe's face. She's nodding in agreement.
It's frightening the number of pairs that they're not.
It
I've
is.
Seen here. I've
I don't
seen
think
else.
I open up my eyes enough because I don't see any of that.
No.
And where do I have to sit in Basingstoke to be at the right height to see it?
I don't think it's about being at the right height.
That's where I noticed it. I'm thinking, Jesus, oh, what's that? Why is that there? And that shouldn't be there. Put yourself up.
You don't necessarily need to sit. I mean, even if you walk through town, you know what happens in shopping centres when people walk? There are always people that walk slower, people that walk faster, people that just stop dead in front of you.
Yeah, I'm one of the fast ones.
Okay. Yeah. And invariably, you get stuck in a queue of people, or you know, and literally, people walking through town, those that wear leggings as trousers obviously don't see the need to cover it up with a long top or a skirt or anything else. And literally, again, this is just my opinion, but when you see it, you just literally think they forgot to put a skirt on, or they forgot to put another item of clothing on. You know, they just put their leggings on and gone out. And of course, the other problem with it is that when they do stretch, and this isn't necessarily because of the size of the person wearing them.
And this is the physics of the situation.
This is the physics, this is the fabric, you know, there's obviously science behind it. But when it stretches, you kind of get this display of underwear, regardless of what type of underwear that is.
Yeah.
talking about
yeah, but it's not always good, you know.
It's like some people just put on a pair of tights and you think, yeah, surely you should really clearly you didn't decide to put anything underneath.
And you know, they're kind of, I think perhaps there is some sort of fashion behind it where it's acceptable. You know, if you're Taylor Momsen or someone and you're on TV or on stage, they get away with it because that's an outfit, you're kind of a character. But in Basingstoke, you're not. You're just someone else from Basingstoke, and we can see your pants. It's, you know?
What if they're nice pants?
Sometimes they are nice pants. Sometimes we did have, and this is quite embarrassing to be honest, but probably one of the photos that had the most hits through the page, and we're talking sort of 300 odd likes and about, you know, 70 odd comments on it, was, we didn't even realise, but literally going up the escalator in town, we saw a girl
at the right height,
yeah, because obviously it rises in front of you, which is both terrifying and magnificent at the same time. But we just noticed a girl in leggings with a massive leopard print bag. Now, one of our other things is leopard print. You see it everywhere, yeah. And you just think, all right, on some people it's great, and yeah, if you've got one or two items, brilliant. But some people, it's all leopard print, and you know.
It's all the rage at the moment.
It does seem to be,
it is.
Yeah.
It's all summer season. It does seem
to leopard be. Print is the new black.
Yeah, it's infiltrated Marks and Spencer's, so it must be.
Wow.
I know, I was frightened.
Well, that'll kill it quick, won't it?
Probably will. That's why, but I know it's a thing.
This is what drew us to this girl, was this massive bag.
Leopard print bag.
And as we were going up the escalator behind her, it turned out, obviously, she was wearing leggings. They weren't particularly thick leggings. And of course, as you go up the escalator, obviously the escalator is quite dark, but as it goes up and over the hill, the light sort of, you know, shines through. And she had a white G-string on underneath.
If only you could see Manny's face at the moment.
She had this white G-string on underneath these black, practically sheer leggings. So like we do, photo, brilliant, that's going on the page. And it wasn't until we realised, when we actually put it up, we thought, yeah, people comment on that, whatever, that's kind of what we do. And it wasn't until sort of four comments in, someone mentioned, you know, is that a label? And what we thought was a white label in the back of her leggings, it's actually a sanitary towel.
Oh!
Lovely.
Yeah.
A moment of silence on the show. Let's move on quickly. I was driving through Enfield yesterday, up in North London, and I saw something that I wasn't expecting. On the side of the road, in a store that sold health and safety, personal protective equipment, so big boots, high-vis vests, big manly stuff. And right in the front, there was a sign, and I'm going to show it to the team now. I don't know if you can see that. It is actually for personalised embroidered thongs.
His and hers.
Yes, his and hers, and you can have like a little heart in the middle with an arrow through it, and then your initials either side of it, and it's $7.99. His and hers.
Nice.
And then the thing that really
wedding
got me,
wedding night lingerie,
was the brackets underneath, and it said, "If they don't work, you get your money back.
Work?
I don't know what work means.
Is that measurable?
Yeah, we need to establish how thongs are meant to work then.
Yes, and what specifically? And
hygiene.
Hygiene. And yeah, you can see it's on a fairly big industrial park that was selling.
The only thing that would make that better was if they had a bloke, like with the golf signs, you know, the golf sales,
oh,
walking
the golf
around
sales.
Up and down in the street. The his and hers thongs. Nice.
Not the shoes.
Did you get me one?
But they're classy, they're embroidered. You know, they're not just screen printed.
You think
embroidered.
Even though
they are embroidered.
Even though it's quite long till my birthday.
They do look screen printed. I don't know if they do mail order. We will be putting the picture on the website for all to see, and I'm sure we'll be sharing it with the Daily Basingstoke as well.
Yeah, I'd love to.
And on that note, with embroidered thongs, Manny's having a very close look at the moment. We'll go to the second song, which Katie is going to introduce, the second song of the show.
Is that because you can't pronounce it?
Yes.
It's Manu Chao with Bongo Bong.
Mama was queen of the mambo, papa was king of the Congo. Deep down in a jungle, I start banging my first bongo. Every monkey like to be in my place instead of me, cause I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong. I went to the big town where there is a lot of sound, from the jungle to the city looking for a bigger crown. So I play my boogie for the people of big city, but they don't go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. I'm the
king of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Nobody like to be in my place instead of me, cause nobody go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. I'm a king without a crown, hanging loose in a big town. But I'm a king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo.
Hear me when I come. They say that I'm a clown, making too much dirty sound. They say there is no place for little monkey in this town. Nobody like to be in my place instead of me, cause nobody go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. I'm the
king of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come. Banging on my bongo, all that swing belongs to me. I'm so happy there's nobody in my place instead of me. I'm a king without a crown, hanging loose in a big town. I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come. Mama was queen of the mambo, papa was king of the Congo. Deep down in the jungle, I start banging my first bongo. Every monkey like to be in my place instead of me, cause I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong. Hit me when I come. Hit me when I come, baby.
And welcome back to the Alan Donegan Show. We are here with all the team. Zoe, the Dark Warrior.
Morning.
Manny Latina.
Hey!
Katie, Wick Wop Tick Wok. And our very special guest, Matt from the Daily Basingstoke.
Hi.
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 We did have a problem with Manny's hellos. I think that's probably why we started the Olay.
Okay.
The very first show, I said, and we've got Manny, the audio wizard, and he went, hello. And that was as excited as
he
got.
You expect me to talk?
I wasn't expecting it. I talk, do I?
He sat there with his headphones looking all techy and audio wizard.
You hadn't laid down the ground rules before the show.
Well, you said audio wizard, not verbal wizard.
Well, surely audio wizard involves some kind of verbal communication to be recorded.
But not necessarily from Manny.
No, but he is an integral part of the show now.
Okay.
An integral part of the show. So look, I thought we'd have a quick show update. We've got all sorts of things going on. We've got a couple of guests coming up.
Ooh.
new guests, you've not heard of these. We have a guy called Steve Biddle coming up, who is going to be coming on and doing poetry. He is a poet.
Improvised poetry,
Is he the guy that does the things at the Discovery Centre?
I think
they
possibly.
They do like a little
yeah.
drop-in thing, don't they?
Yeah.
He's like the poet in residence or something.
I'm not sure.
Is it him?
On his Facebook page, it said, "Raw script, spoken word, poetry is the new rock and roll."
Isn't rock and roll the new poetry?
I don't know if rock and roll... Did rock and roll replace poetry?
Song lyrics.
We're going to do some tests.
And he did also say on his... Tests. What type of tests would we do to define that?
We need to start benchmarking rock and roll.
Stop ticking off things. Rock and roll poetry. Tick on either side. We'll do a tally chart.
Family tree. How we got there.
And Steve did in fact write, "If I loved writing anymore, I'd be a pen."
So you turn into the things that... The instrument.
So you're not be easily manipulated.
Would he be mightier than the sword?
You become a puppet. Yeah. So my question to you, team,
yes.
is if you could be, what would you be turned into?
If
Steve
give,
says, if I love...
Wish you'd give us a warning of this kind of stuff. Because quite frankly, I could have thought some really funny ones, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to say a chocolate biscuit because there's some in front of me. I'd rather be a chocolate biscuit, because then I'd have some chocolate chips.
I'd rather be a hammer than a nail.
What are you on about? Sorry, you caught me by surprise.
Well, have a think about it. If you loved something that much, what would you turn into? And Steve said, if I loved writing anymore, I'd be a pen. And I think that's the inspiration for this segment that's coming up. And in fact, tweet in, listeners.
But if you're a pen, he can't be writing, can he?
Well, of course he's writing. The pen writes by definition.
He is the pen.
But he loves writing.
No, yes, which
he's
using a pen.
He is the pen. He uses
his
body.
Yes, using a pen. If he's a pen, he's being used. He could say anything. It wouldn't be his words, would it?
No, but like the magic pencil, do you remember from... The 80s.
Should he turn
Penny
into
the
magic
pencil? Penny and the magic pen?
Should he be the hand?
Oh, do you mean the
hand that
to bottom
the
words?
Yeah.
Words and pictures, that was, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Educational programmes for
yes.
kids.
And it was just a pen that wrote?
Yeah.
Yeah, it had a light on the end and it just sort of floated
yeah,
around.
It was very
and it taught them handwriting, top to bottom.
Was that the guy
round.
With the magic key?
Yes, similar
top to bottom.
Oh, magic E.
Magic E.
Orange thing.
Pin.
Zip.
Becomes twine with
was.
Me. Twin.
Flying about.
Becomes twine with me.
Magic E.
Right, that's it. Can I be a pterodactyl, please?
Why would you be a pterodactyl, man?
Because there's an excellent song that goes with the pterodactyl
oh,
song.
Oh, sing it for us.
No. YouTube the pterodactyl song, that's what I can say.
YouTube the pterodactyl song.
Yeah, and don't let you... kids listen to it.
No, it's not safe for work.
Not safe for anywhere else.
Not safe for home.
Not safe for your mind, it's just weird.
So please do tweet in and tell us what you would love to be if you could be anything, a pen, a pterodactyl, or indeed a chocolate biscuit. You can get us online at Alan Donegan or find us on the website alandonegan.co.uk and tell us what you'd love to be. Also, quite interestingly, coming up, we have the Mayor of Basingstoke is going to come on the show.
Wow.
I know, I'm quite excited. Have you met the Mayor, Matt?
Not met him, no.
You've seen him?
I have seen him, yes.
We saw him at the Santa run
yes.
at Christmas.
He was there with doing the warm-up with us, wasn't
yes,
he?
Yes, there were 300 people dressed in Santa outfits running around East Rock Park.
Like a mobility scooter.
He
does, yeah.
But
yeah.
he was doing the warm-up in his scooter, so when they said step forward,
he
went
forward
in his scooter. It was really
right,
cool.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, he's completely with us. So that's Councillor David Leakes will be on the show shortly. So if you have any questions for the Mayor of Basingstoke, and I think we should definitely get
he
some...
He used to be the councillor for Tadley, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think we should definitely get some questions from the Daily Basingstoke people and
okay.
possibly as well, if you want to tweet in at Alan Donegan or get us on the website and ask us questions that you want to know
yeah.
about Basingstoke or about anything for
yeah.
the councillor.
That's
so I'm quite
idea.
Interested about that for the Mayor of Basingstoke. There's going to be loads more coming up in the show as well, loads more coming up. And we've got the big announcement of our new sponsors. This is quite exciting. We've created radio adverts for our new sponsors. Manny's looking slightly perplexed. Zoe's looking worried. But we have our new sponsors on the show today. That'll be
I
later on.
I just want
on.
To make sure that, you know, we're giving the right impression of our sponsors.
That's
these are lucrative deals. You don't want to screw it up, do you?
No, we want to get this right. We want to get this right. And I think... Well, I'll tell you what. Let's have the first of the adverts, shall we? Shall we have the first of the adverts? And I think we'd like to introduce the very first sponsor of our show. Sponsor of the Alan Donegan Show. Play the advert. Audio Wizard. Manny Latina.
Okay.
Do you worry your energy bills are too high? Are you concerned with rising fuel prices? Is there an empty space in your fridge just begging to be filled? Now you can overcome all these problems with...
Hello, I'm a scientist, and I've been searching the globe for alternative energy sources and stumbled across Banoffee Pie. After several servings, I am 100% convinced that Banoffee Pie won't just save you money, it will save the world.
Banoffee Pie. Just one slice and you're good to go.
The Alan Donegan Show is sponsored by Banoffee Pie, giving you a sugar rush just when you need it. Sunday lunchtimes, Radio Basingstoke.
And that was a message from our new sponsor. We're here with all the team and Matt from the Daily Basingstoke. And Matt, tell us, what was the idea behind the Daily Basingstoke t-shirt and the Daily Basingstoke girls?
Okay, to be honest, there wasn't really an idea behind it. It was a very spur-of-the-moment thing. I had a couple of friends that were sort of, you know, sent me jokes, did bits and pieces for the page, and someone jokingly went, oh, you know, if you're going to do a website, you could do page 3. And you thought, well, yeah, but page 3's been done. You know, it is
page
really,
3.
Yeah, that's it. And it's, you know, it wasn't really our sort of thing. We sort of thought we were more about news and local stuff. It's not kind of for us. But off the back of, obviously, this open conversation on the internet, I got an email from a chap who was a photographer who basically said, if you can get me a T-shirt with your logo on it by 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, I will get you a photo of a page 3 girl wearing it. and instantly our principles of we're not going to be doing page 3 went out the window and we went, yeah, get a T-shirt made now. We got a T-shirt printed up, and to be honest, it was a real rush job. The quality was awful. But we had to get it to this guy by 11 the next morning, and true to his word, he did. He got us a photo, I think it was our first ever TDB girl, of Hayley Clough wearing a TDB T-shirt. And this photographer guy literally just said, you know, if you want to get some better T-shirts printed up, because he was a photographer, that was his job, he literally said as and when girls came in for photo shoots, he would ask them off the back of their shoe, would you wear this T-shirt for a photo? And it's kind of grown from there. And then, you know, we got a few more emails, local girls saying, how do I be a TDB girl? And we went, whoa. just go and see the photographer sort of thing.
Do you have criteria? Like, do they have to be a certain level of attractiveness?
Not at all, no. It's absolutely anyone. No age limit, no nothing. Anyone that wants to do it. We even have.
So I could be a TDB girl.
We have TDB boys. We even have TDB bands is a new thing. We've had a couple of bands have said they'd like to wear our T-shirts on tour and things. So, it's a free opportunity. We're not going to say no at the end of the day. If people want to wear the T-shirt, then great. People want to wear the T-shirt. But no level, you know, we don't measure attractiveness. We don't, you know, put an age limit on it. Absolutely anyone can have their photo taken in a T-shirt.
And you have a TDB range of T-shirts and they're worn by bands. So surely the next logical step is to have a TDB song or a Basingstoke song. Do we have a Basingstoke song?
That's an idea, yeah.
Or an anthem.
Yeah. Basingstoke the anthem, a bit like Stan Bush with Dare, but for Basingstoke.
No. It's the easy answer.
No, I don't think we do.
There is one.
Do you think we should?
Britannia.
I think we need Britannia. An anthem to rally behind.
There's a lot of musical talent in Basingstoke, so I'm sure perhaps if we put it out there, then someone would take us up on it.
If you have musical talent, if you love Basingstoke, if you'd like to be the next big thing in Basingstoke, then please contact us or the Daily Basingstoke about creating Basingstoke the anthem, and we will make sure...
make it happen.
It's huge.
Yeah.
In some aspect.
I was going to say, even if you don't have any of the above...
Yeah, just have a go.
Just have a go.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to create the Basingstoke anthem, and I'm sure it will get on the TDB website.
Absolutely,
and,
yeah.
We'll put it on our website. We'll play it on air.
Played on the ukulele, even.
It could be played on the ukulele. How's the ukulele going, Zoe?
It's down the side of the sofa.
How long has it been down the side of the sofa?
Long enough for the strings to go a little bit out of tune. Not too bad.
The ukulele is making a comeback, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of bands around Basingstoke have ukulele players now.
Someone asked me to tune their ukulele the day because they didn't know how to do it, and I thought, yes, I'll do that. Because I can. Of course, I have recently learned, therefore I can, and therefore I will bring it in. We'll have a ukulele off.
A ukulele off?
Yeah. Strumming.
Maybe we should get local ukulele players onto the radio show.
Can do.
Yeah, you can do. It wouldn't be a good idea, but you can do.
No. Like I said, there's some
is that
very
what
talent.
You were saying?
No, not at all. There's some very
you
talented.
You can do, but it's up to you, Alan. Well, I'm not being responsible.
It's your show, you know. But there's a lot of them out there. They are talented. There's a guy, Jim Bridgman. He plays in Burning Idols, and a band called Fishhook, who are actually at our social this Sunday.
Mm.
He's a ukulele player. And he's incredibly talented, so give him a bell. I'm sure he'd come on.
Yeah, we'll have to get him on the show.
Let's do it.
Excellent. And the message is out there. We're looking for an anthem for Basingstoke. And we'll speak to the mayor about the anthem coming up and see if we can get it endorsed by the council as well.
Rousing and inspirational.
Rousing, inspirational, something about, the real heart and feel of Basingstoke. And I think possibly the word Amazingstoke has to come up once.
Well, it'll be a good rhymer, won't it?
It would be. You can rhyme Basingstoke.
With Amazingstoke, enough.
What else rhymes with Basingstoke? We should speak to the poet about rhyming and words for Basingstoke.
So this could be a collaboration.
It is.
Poet to write, the ukulele player to play, and I'll record it.
And Manny the Audio Wizard will record it.
What about some interpretive dance to go with it?
Some interpretive
dance. Songs?
Matt, are you up for that?
Go anywhere in town on a Friday night and you'll find interpretive dance.
So that is the plan. But I think now it's come to that time in the stage. We need another word from our show sponsors. So whilst Zoe and Manny are throwing some shapes in the studio, here's some words from our sponsor.
Do you have brow spasms? Does your brow furrow unnaturally? Well, now you can overcome this terrible affliction with Spasm Away.
I'm 85, and I've been suffering from brow spasms for nearly 70 years. My eyebrows were fighting for space of my face. I was worried that perhaps one day the right eyebrow would win and leave my left eye without protection. But then I tried new Spasm Away, and my eyebrows now meet in the middle just like they're supposed to.
Spasm Away, yours today for only $79,995.95.
Spasm Away will not cure furrowed brows, indents, or general blurry lines. Payment is available in instalments over a period of 8 years at an APR similar to that of Wonga.com. No proper animals have been used in the manufacture of Spasm Away. The active ingredient in Spasm Away is derived from mechanically obtained whale gonads. If you suffer from an allergic reaction, please rinse the area well and consult a homeopathist. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-team.
You're listening to The Alan Donegan Show.
I'm 85!
And that was our new sponsor for the show. The next song on the show has been chosen by Manny. Manny, why did you choose Blackstreet?
Oh, it's very summery. It's a summer song.
It's a summer song.
The sun was shining yesterday. I had it on in the car. It was good.
And the sun will hopefully be shining on the Sunday that this goes out, and people can whack it up in the car or when they're at home and go for it.
Yeah. You know what? I like the players. No diggity, no doubt. Play on, play it. Play on, play it. Yo, Dre, drop the verse. It's going down, fade to Blackstreet. The homies got at me, collab creations. Bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit can vouch, a dog couldn't catch me. Tell me who could stop with Dre making moves, attracting honeys like a magnet, giving them orgasms with my mellow accent. Still moving this flavor with the homies Blackstreet and Teddy, the original rough shakers.
Shutting it down, good love. Baby got them open all over town. Strictly bitch, she don't play around. Cover much grounds, got game by the pound. Getting paid is a forte. Each and every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind. I think about the girl all the time. East side to the west side, pushing fat rides, it's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash, stacking up the cash, fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average, it's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10, I wanna get in, can I get down so I can? I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up.
She's got class and style, she knowledge by the pound. Baby never act wild, very low key on the profile. Catching feelings is a no, let me tell you how it goes. Herbs the word, spins the verb, lovers it curves so freak what you heard. Rolling with the fatness, you don't even know what the half is. You got to pay to play, just for shorty bang bang to look your way. I like the way you work it, trump tight all day, every day. You're blowing my mind, maybe in time, baby, I can get you in my ride.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up. I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up,
bag it up, babe.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up.
First class from New York City to Black Street. What you know about me? Now don't thing. Cartier wooded frame sported by my shorty. As for me, icy gleaming pinky diamond ring. We bees the baddest click up on this scene. Ain't you getting bored with these fake boards? High shows and proves, no doubt. I've been thinking so. Please excuse if I come across rude. That's just me. And that's how a play it's got to be. Stay kicking game with a capital G. Ask the peoples on my block, I'm as real as can be. Word is born. Faking moves never been my thing. So Teddy, pass the word to your nigga Chauncey. I'll be sending a call, let's say around 3:30. Queen Pen and Black.
No diggity, no doubt, baby.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity,
I got the bag.
Girl, you got it going on.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity,
no
diggity.
The rent, no doubt. Yeah. Play on, play it.
Play on, play it.
Play on,
play on,
play on,
play on.
Cause I like it.
I like
no diggity, no doubt.
Yeah. Black Street Productions.
We out, we out,
ride.
We out, we out, we
out. Let's press one.
And we had a slight problem that as soon as Manny gave me the finger to start. sorry, made us all laugh. And that's it. Welcome back. You're listening to The Alan Donegan Show. And composure is coming back to me now. You're listening to The Alan Donegan Show. Thanks for tuning in. We're here with our special guest, the Daily Basingstoke, Matt. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Excellent. Good. All the team are here. It's been a cracking show. We've laughed lots, had great fun. And we're writing some more sponsor adverts as we speak.
No,
what you're meant to say is the phones have been off the hook with new sponsors saying, I want me some of that.
That's exactly what I said, yes. The phones have been off the hook with sponsors who are saying, I want some of that type of advertising. We're developing them now. It's also been quite interesting this week. I've done some work with a teacher called Mark Robertson, fabulous teacher, IT teacher from one of the Basingstoke schools, and he has put in touch with us a couple of his students who have their own band, and there's one particular one called Jack Messer, who has a band called It Varies, and he says it's sort of a pop punk band.
Well, the name varies.
The name is It Varies.
So it could be different every week.
No, I think the name is It Varies. Not that it does vary. It varies.
Okay. That's fine.
Yes, the name varies weekly.
That's what I thought you meant.
No. Okay. No, it is actually called It Varies.
Does the music vary?
They don't play the same song all the time. Oh,
right. They've got more than one song.
Same note.
They have got more than one song. But he sent in three of his tracks, and I thought we'd play a bit of one of the tracks this week to have a listen to, see what we think. And then, if we like it, we'll invite him on the show. Yeah. Get him on. So that's Jack Messer with It Varies. And he's 16 years old, from secondary school, and I'm rather disturbed by the title of this track.
I just
but let's see
title.
What happens. Okay. The title is ROFL in a Brothel. So with rolling on the floor in a brothel,
laughing. Brothel in a brothel.
Yeah. Brothel in a brothel. We have
like
It Varies. Brothel in a Brothel, It Varies, and sent in by Jack Messer. What did you think, team?
Good. Very
good. Yeah.
Like that.
A slight American feel, a slight...
Yeah, there's a bit sort of Robert Smith about his voice, but it sounds like it could be off the soundtrack to The Crow or something like that. I quite like that.
Yeah, there was definitely some toe-tapping going on around the table, definitely some energy in the room.
I don't know if that's a good thing for, you know, the youngsters of today, they want toe-tapping.
Do they want toe-tapping?
Depends what kind of toe-tapping it is, you know. If it's a bit river dance, then probably not, but...
Well, it was sort of funky trendy, like, no, toe-tapping.
Casual toe-tapping.
Casual, yeah, and sort of a slight head nod. Did you have a head nod, Zoe?
A body rock.
I don't know if there's any body rock going on.
If it was that full on.
No. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Shall we invite him on the show?
I would, yeah.
Would. Excellent. So Jack Messer from It Varies, come on the show, talk about your music and come in and talk about your other songs, and let's see if they've got crazy enough titles like this one. And we'll probably ask you some questions about where you got that title from, rolling on the floor laughing in a brothel.
They are amusing places.
Seems like a waste of money to me.
Depends how many people are involved in the roll on the floor.
No, rolling on the floor laughing. If you spent that money, you don't want to be laughing. Do you?
Maybe he was laughing at
I don't
prices.
Think it needed clarification, to be honest. I think we could have got away without,
What does it say if you have
to
enigma
explain
of this
it?
Track.
If you have to explain it, it's just not working.
That's true.
So you are listening to the rather inappropriate Alan Donegan show with awkward turtles, awkward balloons and all sorts of things going on in the studio right now. Please do get in touch with us and tell us what you think of the show.
Is it my fault? Blame me.
You should be called the Daily Inappropriate Basingstoke, I think.
I think we probably have been, actually.
So what's the future for the Daily Basingstoke? Where's it going?
Well, it's staying in Basingstoke, yeah. We're going to start a franchise. We're going to... I was going to say, we're going to start a franchise. We're going to start selling our sort of method to other towns. Mm. And obviously start using it as a kind of tourist information thing, because, you know, there's nothing better really than messing with tourist heads. So if you know...
Like the alternative guide to Basingstoke.
It's being suggested we should write an ebook along those sorts of lines. So
that'd be fantastic.
We've got a lot of material, to be fair, so we probably could.
How many tourists a year come to Basingstoke? What's the traffic, the volume of tourism in Basingstoke?
I think actually it's pretty good. No.
Seven has been signalled by Zoe. Seven people come to Basingstoke and they're actually all from Africa.
We're not in the Lonely Planet of England.
We're not in the Lonely Planet, which is actually quite a shocking omission from
You get
Lonely
a few
Planet.
More than seven, I think. If you think.
What attracts them?
Well, you've got things like Basingstoke Live. Hundreds of people turn up for Basingstoke Live.
Hundreds?
Well, thousands last year, wasn't it?
It's massive.
Yeah, it was, all right, bigger than hundreds. but they come for that. They come for that world party in the park at Eastrop. They did balloons over Basingstoke. But actually, if you're in town occasionally, you do see sort of coach loads of Japanese tourists coming around. They go to the Willis Museum and stuff. Mm. There's a lot. And I think a lot of American tourists come because of the history. You know, we've got old Basing, we've got Civil War stuff, which obviously Americans are really into. And Jane Austen's house down the road, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Realistically, we have got a lot of culture in Basingstoke to make people come and see it. And I think, again, things like Basingstoke Live, new up-and-coming bands like Jack Messer, you know, that can't be bad for Basingstoke.
It definitely can't be bad
for Basingstoke. I think we should probably let a lot of people know about these things, you know, get more people through the town.
So how can our listener get hold of you, Matt?
Get hold of me? You can find us on Facebook.
Yeah.
At the Daily Basingstoke. You can find us on Twitter at TDB_official. Or you can email us at the dailybasingstoke@hotmail.co.uk.
@hotmail.co.uk.
Yeah.
So get in touch with the Daily Basingstoke straight away. Any final thoughts from the team today?
No. Not really.
Manny?
No.
Blank. The team is fairly blank. So I will leave Matt from the Daily Basingstoke to say the last words on the Alan Donegan Show for this week. Matt, what is your final comment for Basingstoke?
Well, Basingstoke, be good to yourselves, I guess, and each other.
Be good to yourselves and each other.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Basingstoke.
You have been listening to the Alan Donegan Show on Radio Basingstoke. Tune in next week for more comedy, laughter and guests. We love you, Basingstoke.